As if on cue, a group of farmers and ranchers came before the Delta County Commissioners at their regular meeting to ask the county to appeal the decision that forces the closure of the controversial hen-laying facility. Neighbors have sued the county and the Hostetlers, saying the 15,000 hens kick up dander and contaminants, making the facility incompatible with the rural neighborhood and damaging to the health of nearby residents. Among the ag producers at the meeting, one familiar face was former Commissioner Olin Lund, speaking in his capacity as president of the Delta County Farm Bureau Board.
We're concerned about the precedent that this might set for agriculture. My concern is Delta County, but obviously it's bigger than that. It goes to the state and even to the federal level.
Steve Shea, who owns Shea Feedlot, voiced a similar concern, as did Hugh Sandberg, who said he was representing the Colorado Farm Bureau with 23,000 members. Tom Kay owns a 250-acre farm that supplies the Hostetlers with organic feed for the free-range operation. He said the cease and desist order affects him directly.
If pursued to its conclusion, the closing of this facility will force me to terminate all contract employees working for the North Fork Organics, may very well likely force me to shut down all farming operations in Delta County, and has a very high likelihood of bankrupting my farm. I appear before you and implore you to rescind, not just appeal, rescind the cease and desist order you issued on behalf of the court. Allow this issue to be resolved in future court reviews, as undoubtedly there will be. Why take any action when the outcome is clearly undecided, unclear, and in my opinion, likely to be overturned?
And finally, Steve Schrock spoke.
The implications are far-reaching. And that any poultry facility, and we got three separate groups owning poultry facilities, Foster Farms, Tom Whiting, and now the Hostetlers, that decision impacts them all.
When contacted for a response to the ag producers, plaintiff Travis Jardin described their comments as a Chicken Little scenario. He said the issue is simple. Quote, a facility is having a major adverse health impact on neighbors. It requires more setback. Move it. Unquote. The county will likely file the stay and the appeal today. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.